I was sitting there thinking, how do you follow that? The induction service. If you can catch this bubble, Lee, you can be the mint. No, we won't go there. That's great. It's an absolute privilege for me to be here today. This is the point that I say representing the wider Baptist family, which is all those Baptists who weigh more than 14 stone. But seriously, to represent the community of which this church is a part. And as John said, it's been a journey. I remember coming into this place in the very early days and seeing it just before any work took place. And I remember thinking, my goodness me, have they bitten off more than they can chew? Well, look at where we are today. And it's been a huge privilege to see the church grow, to see the premises, to see the vision. But most of all, and I hope we'll never forget this, it's been a huge privilege and joy to see lives being changed and people being touched by the message of Jesus. In our Baptist tradition, we believe that the heart of our life is the local church. And so Lee comes to be inducted today, not because anybody from on high has sent him here. We believe God has sent him here, but not because any human authority has done that, not because anybody needs to give their permission, but because the people here at Old Roan have heard and sensed God's Spirit leading them to this place. And that's why we begin this formal part of our service with a series of statements. Now, that isn't just so to give everybody a chance to make a speech. It isn't to give you an opportunity to hear even more wonderful things from John or from anybody else. But it's actually in order that we can hear together how God has been at work. And as we listen to these stories, I hope that within us will grow a sense that this is of God. This is of His Spirit. So I'm going to, first of all, invite a representative of the church here at Old Roan to come and tell us something of the story of how we got to today, and then Lee is going to respond on how he felt God leading him to accept the invitation to become pastor here. But first, a statement from the church.
When we began this church 25 years ago in a front room, we always knew that God had a plan for us, and it wasn't just to grow a typical church. We've always known that. The core people have always known there was something different about this place. And as we began the journey in the life of this church, and we were in the school gymnasium for 18 years, God seemed to be saying to us, you must focus on the generation that follows you. That always seems to have been the call, not to the exclusion of older people like myself, but to say, let's leave a legacy for them. Let's make sure when our day is over, this church will not just survive, but will thrive. And so about 5 or 6 years ago, we began to wonder, because the number of children grew and the number of youth and the average age dropped quite considerably, we felt we needed a pastor who could look after the under 35s. It wasn't just picked out of thin air, that figure, by the way. We just thought, over 35, you've had it. So. We needed a figure where somebody could come in and work with those under that age group and basically make this church wider, stronger, more fit to serve this community and our city and this nation. And so we began to think about maybe another pastor. And the more we honed it, the more we thought about it, the more we realized we needed somebody a lot younger than me to do this. We didn't want a clone of me at all. So we sent out a search party, as we do as Baptists, far and wide, worldwide actually. The advert went worldwide. And I think we had about 12 names come along, none of whom we felt was the right person. And then I received Lee's application form, which is still on my desk. I was reading it just this week. And as soon as I read it, I knew Lee was the right person. As soon as the elders looked at it, they sensed and suspected that God was sending us Lee to be our associate pastor. And so Lee was invited, after we mentioned to church, we had a prayer time. Lee was invited, and he came in one Monday night to meet with the elders, just came through those doors. And the instant I shook his hand, I knew this was the man. And as soon as the elders met him and we had our formal interview, we all knew. We just knew that this young man had been sent by God to fulfil the purpose and the vision which we've had for some years. So it's more than a job opportunity. It's more than expanding the staff in this place. It's an answer to a prayer that's been on our hearts that we believe was given by God. We don't believe this is a smart idea. We believe God called us to get another pastor who would grow another generation to the glory of God. And Lee is the result. And that's why it's so exciting here today. So, Phil, that's our story so far. Take us a little bit further.
Great. I've just been given an opportunity to share a little bit of the story, really. And I've spent the last 4.5 years working for Youth for Christ down in Birmingham. And that's when I've spent a countless amount of hours sat in traffic on the M6, always between the last little bit before you get to Birmingham. And this one particular night, we'd been working late. It was 11 o'clock. I'm travelling back up the M5, about to get onto the M6 with a friend of mine. And my friend turns to me and he says, "It's a good job we're travelling at this time, because at least the M6 will be quiet." And as we got from the M5 to the M6, we were greeted with a scene of red brake lights. And at 11 o'clock on a Friday night, the M6 is still full of traffic. And we went a little bit further, and my friend said to me, "At least the motorway's not closed." Clearly not learning by what he just said. And as we got a little bit further, one lane was shut, and we kept going, and then the next lane was shut. And eventually all four lanes were shut. And at 11:30 on a Friday night, we found ourselves driving around, so we had no idea where we were. And sometimes diversions come on our journeys. And for me, 12 months ago, I wouldn't have thought I'd have been stood here, other than we sensed God was maybe saying something. And over the summer, just sensed God was saying, now is the time. And John's just shared some of the story, really. It's funny because I first saw the advert by mistake, really, and I looked at it and thought, that's exciting, but I don't meet the criteria of being an ordained Baptist minister. And I thought, well, I can't apply. The day after, I saw a friend of mine who says, "Lee, I just get a sense that God is calling you to church ministry, and the time is now, and you might have seen some kind of job." And I looked at it again and thought, maybe God's saying something, but I'm still not the criteria. 4 days later, I'm sat drinking coffee with my great friend Phil Waters from New Brighton Baptist Church. And Phil says, "Lee, I've just turned down a job for you. I said you wouldn't be interested because you work at Youth for Christ." I said, "Where is it, Phil?" And he says, "The Hope Centre." And I went and get a piece of paper from the other room and said, "That's funny, because I just wanted to talk to you about this particular role." And it seemed that from that moment, God was just beginning to nudge me in the direction that this may be what God was calling me to do. And there's three things that kind of I see are kind of what God wants me to do here. The first is about helping the next generation to grow up to be followers of Jesus, to really understand him, to get to know his word, to understand what it means to walk with him. Secondly, to begin to use their gifts in the life of the church. But each and every one of us, each and every one of you, you have a unique calling, a unique gift, something that God has given you that only you can do. And I think part of my role is to help people find what that is and begin to use that within the life of the church. And then thirdly, to help the next generation be equipped to mission, to say, what does it mean to go and reflect what it is we believe in here outside of these doors? What does it mean to be a Christian in the workplace, in our schools, in our college? What does it mean to see another generation of people sharing the gospel in this nation? And so that's kind of my heart. And thank you so much for standing with me. Thank you for being with us here today to celebrate with us. And if I could ask you to continue to pray for us. Becky and I and Hannah, we're about to move. We've just sold our house. We've just put an offering on a house literally just down the road here. Please pray that all goes through smoothly. Secondly, we believe in church growth, so we're expecting another baby as well. And so if you could pray for that as well, that would be great. But mostly, would you just pray that we would just be able to see God do incredible things here, immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. Thank you so much for coming today. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, as I said, I hope that we have truly sensed, as we've heard that story, that God has been at work. I mean, there are so many other pieces we could add to that. You know, we've been spending a lot of time as a Baptist Union saying we need to find our gifted people and then make them ministers, rather than we need to find ministers and then make them gifted. In many respects, I think even that, you've come at God's time. So do we believe? Yeah. this is of God? Do we believe that we should go ahead and induct this man as pastor of the church here? That is great. These words are very formal. These words will be used in many occasions like this, but they are nonetheless important words that speak deeply of the faith and the calling that is ours. Lee, seeing as we are about to appoint you to this charge of associate pastor, and that you have been called by God to this ministry, I ask you, first of all, in his name, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
And do you believe in your heart that you have been called by God to the pastoral oversight of the children, young people, and families of this church and congregation?
I do.
And as you serve among this church family and community, will you be committed to giving to its members and receiving from them? Will you obey the call to leadership of this fellowship while continuing to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church?
I will, relying on God's help.
And now I'm going to invite Becky to come and join you. I've never really done this with three people before, but that's wonderful. I probably have. Becky, you've heard the commitment that Lee has made to this church. And do you promise to encourage and support Lee as he seeks to exercise his ministry in this church and community?
Relying on God's help, I will.
Now, I want the members of the church here, if this is a church that you call home, okay? If this is your home church, then I want you to stand. The rest of you, you'll stand in a moment. But this is an opportunity, because ministry is a two-way thing. And Lee and Becky have promised to offer ministry, but we need to receive that ministry. My sisters and brothers, today you are making an important act of commitment, believing that you have been called by God to work with this pastor. In God's name, I ask you, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
Yes.
And do you, the members of this church fellowship, acknowledge and receive Lee as your associate pastor?
Yes.
And will you honor and support Lee, working together humbly and cheerfully as the people of God?
Yes.
And now the rest of the congregation, I want you to stand, because we are a body of Christ as representatives of the wider church and community. Do you support this new chapter in the life of church and pastor? Good, that's good. And will you continue to offer your support, your prayer, and your encouragement in the months and years ahead? Good, you're getting the hang of it. That's absolutely great. In the early church, it was very common when someone was set aside for a new ministry that the church would gather around and lay hands upon them. I'm going to invite you to come back down here, if we can. And we're going to do that. And one or two of the leaders and representatives of the church here at Old Drone are going to come and gather around. I think you know who you are. There's people walking purposefully. That's always encouraging. Now, in NWBA, we've started this kind of tradition of what I call a sort of crash mob, I think is the word, or ordination and induction. So once the important people have laid their hands upon Lee, I want the rest of us, don't be shy, come forward, gather round, and let's really form a crowd of prayer. Yes. Around them. Now, if you're really, you know, the really self-conscious Baptists amongst you, or non-Baptists amongst you, if you really don't want to come forward, will you just lift your hand as a way of saying, yeah, I want to be part of this. So we're really going to build now a sense of fellowship. So we lay our hands on his shoulders. If you can't get your hand on his shoulders, get your hand on the shoulder of the hand of someone who's got their hand on his shoulder. If you can't get your hand on their shoulder, get your hand on the shoulder of the hand of the ye. Come on, don't be shy. Come on, that's the way. Gather round, as Captain Mannering would say. And as we gather around, we do so prayerfully.
Father, we thank you for Lee. We thank you for Jesus, the man that he is. We thank you for the gifts that you've given him. Mm. Lord, we pray that you will release those gifts as the weeks and months and days
yes,
pass. pass. Lord, we pray that you'll help him with your Spirit to minister in this church. We pray your blessing upon him. We pray your blessing upon his upon Becky and his marriage, and we pray your blessing upon Hannah and that new life that is within Becky now. Lord, we thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, Father, we thank you for the joy of being here today. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came and died on that cross for us and rose again. But you didn't just say, get on with the work. You sent your Holy Spirit to be our enabler, to be the power within us. And so we pray now in the name of Jesus that you would fill Lee afresh with your Spirit, that you would anoint him, Lord, with power from on high for this ministry that you would, that you've called him to. Lord, that you would touch him and use him to your glory. Lord, may he be your faithful servant in this place, serving you, Lord, to your glory, to see your kingdom come. Lord, come, we pray. Come afresh upon him. Grant him gifts that he will need in the days that lie ahead. Grant him that safe transition to a new home, Lord. Grant Becky safe birth of this baby, Lord. And use his family, Lord, that your name would be honored, not only in this community, Lord, that your name would be honored in this city and in this nation. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. You're a wonderful God. Your love is so great for us. Thank you for granting us Lee and Becky and Hannah and the new baby. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm confident in this very thing, that he has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion upon the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father God, we thank you that one man with the one true God can turn this world the right way off. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for a new family in our church. We thank you for all that you have planned for them to do. And Lord, we pray that we might stand with them, that we might be workers together in your field. Lord, we bless you and thank you for them. And we pray, Lord, for the opportunities that will be among us and before us, that we might, for the kingdom of God, see amazing things happen in the coming days, together with Lee and Becky and Hannah, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, as we set Lee apart for the ministry to which you have called him, we have been reminded already today that we do not take on ministry in our own strength. We do not undertake this role by our own decision, but by your calling. And if any of us believe that we could minister for you in our own strength or on the basis of our own merit, we would be so sadly mistaken. So, Holy Spirit, equip this man for the ministry to which you have called him.
Yes.
Be his strength, be his shield.
Yes.
Empower him, go before him, anoint and guide him. In moments of struggle, be his strength. In moments when things go well, remind him that it is through your power that we move forward. But most of all, Lord God, hold him close to you, and from him flow out to bring your life-changing message of hope into the lives of the people of this community.
Jesus.
May you bless and empower all that is begun this day. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.